I'm trying to remember where Prabhupada is now. Do you remember? Is it Los Angeles? I know there's a whole thing going on about his books. He's not happy because the books are not going out. The devotees are not printing the books as quickly as he's translating them. So that's when he decided to start the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. I think it's Los Angeles. Yeah, they're in Los Angeles. They got kicked out of the garage. And then they got an apartment, and they got kicked out of there because they were making the spicy chances, and the whole building was becoming upset. So Prabhupada's so busy now with translating his books, he only comes to the temple on Sunday. Prabhupada decided to restrict his weekly temple visits to Sunday. For the devotees, Sunday became the high point of the week. Sunday was the focal point of the devotees' preaching because all week they would invite people to the weekly festival, and all week Tamal Krishna would consult with Prabhupada about the feast menu or the observance of various Vaishnava holidays. Prabhupada also suggested plays that the devotees could perform. So we have a whole section of of plays in the folio. I think many of them come from Srila Prabhupada. When Prabhupada would arrive on Sunday, everyone would be waiting for him outside the temple, and they would begin singing and dancing as Prabhupada's car pulled up. As soon as he stepped out of the car, devotees garlanded him. Beside the temple hall was a little room to hear Prabhupada talk about Krishna or single out devotees and ask how they were doing. He was like a king among adoring subjects, a father of a family of 60 sons and daughters. The atmosphere of the Sunday program was festive. More guests were coming than ever before in any of Prabhupada's other temples. The devotees so enthusiastically invited new people that gradually the Sunday feast attendance rose to 200. Leaving his little room, Prabhupada would enter the temple hall where he would lead the singing, accompanied by the devotees and guests. On one such occasion during the kirtan, Prabhupada began to dance in a large circle around the room, moving slowly, majestically, his arms raised, inducing everyone to join. As he walked and danced, the devotees and guests lined up and followed behind him. He stopped in front of each picture on the wall and danced with his side-to-side step, his arms upraised, ropes swaying. Then he continued circumambulating the room. Among his guests that Sunday sat two old ladies in wooden chairs in the back of the room. When Prabhupada saw them, they were smiling and nodding, enjoying the show. But Prabhupada looked at them, raised his hands in the air and called, stand up and dance. And they rose, started dancing, and followed Prabhupada around the room. After the kirtan, Prabhupada would sit and watch the devotees play Narada and the Hunter, or Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nrisimhadev, or he would watch Vishnu John's puppet show. Then he would join the devotees for the Sunday feast. I was wondering, when did they have the lecture? It doesn't talk about a lecture yet, right? Let's see. Tamal Krishna, Srila Prabhupada would eat with the devotees in the temple room at every feast. He would instruct us to first feed all the children. He said children should be fed first. Then we would all take. Later, after we would finish eating in front of him, he would instruct, give him more of this and more of that. I would always sit toward the front. Then he would distribute his maha plate. Shilavati, devotees would line up along the steps and the walkway to Prabhupada's car. Prabhupada would come out and would be smiling. All the devotees would bow down and then kneel as he came by, and he would put his hand on everyone's head as he went by. Everyone was just waiting for Srila Prabhupada to touch their head. And if he would miss someone when he went by, then that person would run around and get at the end of the line, somehow or other. So that Prabhupada would touch your head. I know he knew what was going on. He was just smiling, and sometimes he would just make a point to touch everyone's head as he went by, and sometimes he would only touch two or three people in the whole line. It was just a game that we all played. Then he would get into the car, and everyone would just converge on the car. Then after he left, everyone had something to say, like, did you see him do this? And did you hear him say that? Everyone was so happy about Srila Prabhupada, we would always talk about him. He was the center of our lives. As a representative of the Los Angeles devotee community, Tamal Krishna visited Prabhupada daily. Prabhupada was especially interested in the Sankirtan party. The traveling chanting party Prabhupada had requested Tamal Krishna to form had been holding kirtans in the streets of San Francisco and Seattle. Upon their arrival in Los Angeles, Prabhupada asked them to stay as a part of the new Los Angeles temple. Now every day more than 30 devotees were going downtown, distributing Back to Godhead magazines and chanting for 8 hours. Besides organizing the city, the daily kirtan, Tamal Krishna also maintained relationships with police and city authorities. It was a success. Los Angeles was leading ISKCON in the new Sankirtan practice, and repeatedly Prabhupada stressed this as the most important function of ISKCON. Because Tamal Krishna was Prabhupada's man for organizing the devotees, Prabhupada carefully trained him in managing. Sometimes Prabhupada would show Tamal Krishna a letter he had received, asking for his response. Tamal Krishna would suggest a reply, then Prabhupada would explain the particular answer this letter required. Prabhupada usually ate his lunch alone, but one day he invited Tamal Krishna to have lunch with him. When the prasadam was served, Tamal Krishna asked, "How should we eat, Prabhupada? Which thing should we eat first?" Shivara Gopinath ki jai. "In eating," Prabhupada replied, "there is no hard and fast rule." But Tamal Krishna watched his spiritual master take prasadam, knowing there was an art to it. Whatever Prabhupada would eat, Tamal Krishna would also eat, bite by bite. Prabhupada encouraged him to eat to his full satisfaction. After eating and washing, Prabhupada said, "Now let us talk a little." The printers in Japan, he explained, had agreed to take a contract for printing Back to Godhead on the condition that ISKCON order a minimum of 20,000 magazines a month. "They are first-class printers," Prabhupada said, "so you just give me a guarantee. I want you to take 5,000 magazines a month for Los Angeles. If you do, then I will arrange for San Francisco, New York, and London to each take 5,000. You just give me this guarantee." Immediately, Tamal Krishna promised Prabhupada to distribute 5,000 magazines a month. It was an important moment. Now, Prabhupada said, "I can take the initiative to print such a big order, otherwise I could not do it." On another of Tamal Krishna's daily visits, he showed Prabhupada a painting just completed by Muralidhar, a new devotee. The picture showed the spiritual sky and its spiritual planets with the material world in one corner. Prabhupada liked the painting. Referring to the painting, he explained to Tamal Krishna the plan of the total creation. "Krishna," he began, "as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in the topmost planet, Krishna Loka. Around Krishna Loka are innumerable spiritual planets, residences of the four-handed Narayan expansions of the Lord. The planets are all situated in the unlimited effulgence of the Brahman sky, which is actually the effulgence of Krishna's body. And in one tiny corner of this sky exists the entire material world. The material world emanates from Lord Krishna's expansion, Mahavishnu, who lives in the causal ocean, emanating the innumerable material universes from his breathing and from the pores of his body. Within each universe, Mahavishnu then further expands as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, who generates the planets within the universe. The earth planet is situated in the middle planetary system, and in comparison to the entire universe is as insignificant as a speck of dust. And yet on this speck of dust there are seven continents." Prabhupada continued to explain, directing Tamal Krishna's attention to the painting. "And out of all these different continents," Prabhupada said, "there is America. And even within America there are so many cities. And one of these cities is Los Angeles. So here in Los Angeles also there are many places. And then out of them, one of them is our temple. And in this temple there is one Tamal Krishna, and he is thinking that he is very, very important." Tamal Krishna was startled. Prabhupada looked at him and simply smiled. So, now it's time to hear from Srila Prabhupada personally. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We can go to the dais room. Page 857.